Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Let me one
Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the sufferings and afflicted. Ah, He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captive. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood. He gave his blood because he loves me. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood because he loves me. He gave his blood because he
made me glad.
He gave his blood and made me die.
Lord, I give myself away to be used by you. I give my strife, I give my pursuit, I give my everything to be used by you. I wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. Wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. I have tried to run away, but like Jonah ended in the belly of the whale. I have tried to run away, but like Jonah ended in the belly of the whale.
See you.
Oh, Zamanata Hashada Baladia. Jacob wrestled with the Lord all through the night. And he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me. Waking me from this sleep, I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder all very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear, quite a fireplace festive all around. And you took me by my hand, lead me to the fire, to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
And Jesus. come with my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamana, era bo shana mana. Yeah. You show me love. You show me peace. You gave me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say I never wanna change the beyond? Oh, I come.
Season comes, season. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. And morning glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God this morning for each and every one of you in Jesus' name. And your families, welcome to the seventh month of the Gregorian calendar, July. We praise God for bringing us from the first of January to the 1st of July. We just bless His holy name. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord on our side, we would not be here. But we praise God that we are here to bless Him, to praise Him, and to glorify His name. It's a number of perfection. Hallelujah. And we know seven, and God rested on the seventh day. On the seventh day, He rested. So we pray that we rest in Him. Rest in Him. Hallelujah. On the seventh day, He rested, and it just happens. This is the first day of the July, but then it's the seventh day, which is seventh month, which is July also. So we bless God in the name of Jesus, and this is the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week. So praise the name of Jesus. I get excited about these things because it's just by His grace. It is not because of what we do. Hallelujah. It is only by His grace. Psalm 24. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is glory. we're going to pray, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Oh, hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The gates of July, lift up your heads, O ye gates, for the King of Glory coming in. The gates of your life, lift up your heads, O ye gates, for the King of Glory is coming in. Lift up your heads, gates of your life, gates of the month of July, gates of this day, hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of Glory is, hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We honor you. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We magnify your name. We thank you. We praise your name. Almighty God, we bless your name. Thank you for our families. Thank you for children, spouses. Thank you for our ministries. We thank you for friends. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you for your breath that you've given us, O God. We thank you for shelter, for provision, food, clothing, and shelter. Thank you, Lord, that you daily load us with benefit. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We bless your name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, release your grace and your glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our sun and you are our shield. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 45, verse 2, pour your grace upon our lips. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40, release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ. According to John 1:14-16. O God, Almighty God, dwell among us in grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Father, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 11:23. Let your grace be bestowed in the name of Jesus. Father, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus. And with great power give the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let your great grace rest upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your great grace rest upon our family, our spouses, our children, in the name of Jesus. And let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 14:3, Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray along with me, please. Lord, connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 5:15, Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we ask you for a revelation of your grace. A revelation of your grace. So that we can walk in the fullness of your redemption. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. We want to walk in the fullness of Christ's redemption. So we need a deeper revelation of God's grace. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your entire remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Almighty God, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus. You are the end time remnant. Hallelujah. And so pray this prayer according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Pray for your children, your spouse, your husbands, your wives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to press the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. We thank you for the full power of your grace, the full power of your grace. Lord, we thank you for releasing your full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we sin not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, working for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that through his poverty we might be rich in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus. Help, Spirit of the living God, help us to know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus. Father, let us find grace in our time of need in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, according to Galatians 6:18. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the word of Christ dwell in us in all wisdom. Dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with us all in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning we come to the throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Your word says if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins according to 1 John 1:9 and cleanse us of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. And your mercies are new every morning, O God. So, Father, we come with a repentant heart and we repent for everything that we've done. In thoughts, in words, in deeds, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. For everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, we cry out for mercy. Mercy, mercy. Your mercies are you, everybody. Have mercy, O God, upon our children, our grandchildren, O God. Have mercy upon those that are right here this morning listening, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, forgive us of all our sins, of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew our right and a steadfast spirit in us. We thank you for your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus over our spirit, souls, and body. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you first for the salvation and grace and power of the finished works of the cross. We thank you for Calvary. We bless you for your blood that was shed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you said in your word, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with the trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then the uncircumcised hearts be humble, and then accept the punishment of the iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the land. So, Father, we come, and once again, we ask you for mercy, O God. for mercy for our families, mercy for ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the Lamb. For God, you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangs from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave, going through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve, to close every doorway and a point of entry and a point of exit in the name of Jesus. Every evil doorway, we close those doorways in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for opening the heavens, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and the doorpost of our home, ministry, business, family, health, and finances in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and doorpost of our hearts, our homes, our business, our ministries, our family, our health, and finances in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:7. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives as it's released to slay every Pharaoh and all his Egyptian cohorts that is over our lives that has made an alliance with our ancestral spirits to keep us in spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:23. We thank you, O God, for releasing us, O God, from the bondages of the enemy through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Almighty God sent the destroyer to hunt down, capture, and bind in everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit, python spirit, dark spirit, ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, set the destroyer to hunt down, capture, and bind in everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit, python spirit, dark angel, ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with swords, chains, battle axes, and battering rams from attention of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that have been constructed in the second heavens to stop blocking and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, we ask you this morning in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, release your holy warrior angels with swords, chains, battle axes, battery rams, form and fashion of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, barricade that has been constructed in the second heavens to stop blocking and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war fashioned out of the blood of Jesus Christ to fight against every work of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chants, spells, hexes, vexes, astral projections, Jezebelic prayers, psychic meditations that were sent in the night season. Lord, send your holy angels after the order of Sisera in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Father, have your angels to mount up, your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war, fashioned out of the blood of Jesus Christ, to fight against every work of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, self projections, Jezebelic prayers, and psychic meditations that were said in the night season. Lord, send your holy angels after the order of Sisera in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, we ask you to release your holy angels that are bound to hunter to hunt down and bound in everlasting chains, made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every spirit spouse, marriage, breaking spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, sexes, and vexes and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, we ask you to release your holy angels that are bound and hunter to hunt down and bound in everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spirit, spouse, marriage, breaking spirit, spirits of infirmities, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, hexes, vexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our oppressors, that have taken up arms against us be drawn in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, let our oppressors that have taken up arms against us be drawn in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral, altar, pot, and culture and all curses in the heavens around our star in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral, altar, pot, and culture and all curses, hexes, contracts, and spells that have been planted in the heavens and right outside the name of Jesus Christ. We bind in everlasting chains all their spiritual attendants, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all our enemies, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies and into the souls of the spirits that have summoned to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits that have summoned to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ rain down on everything that is connected to wickedness, that has connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and the earth against our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down like in the days of Noah. The blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold and snare that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret cause of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth, in the high places and in the realm of astral projection that is seeking after our souls in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold and snare that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret cause of the wicked in the heavens and the earth, in the high places, in the realm of astral projection that is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, we release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up and choke every python and strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he calls up what he has stolen in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins and destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus. Purge us with hyssop so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. Wash us, Almighty God, and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Armor on our children and our grandchildren, on our spouses, oh God, upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oria masa diria, kuria masa diria kum. Yekere moso diria kurumasim. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, and oh God, grandchildren, everyone under the sound of our voice. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you for fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh God. Oh, fresh oil, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Release your fresh oil, oh God. In the name of Jesus, empower us, oh God, to walk by your Spirit and not by the flesh. In the name of Jesus, oh Jesus, fill us up, oh God, with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, empower us to walk by faith and not by sight. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh God, strengthen us. Let us your strength be made perfect in our weakness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us and do your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, holy angels that are assigned to our lives as individuals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do the bidding of all Almighty God in our lives of war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we thank you. Oh God, we bless your name. We close every evil door that the enemy may have opened in our life. Sometimes we open those doors unknowingly by our behavior. But Father, we ask for mercy and we close every evil portal that has access to our lives and our destiny. We close those evil portals that have access to our children's lives today. We close those evil portals that have access to our spouse's lives and destiny. We close those evil portals that have access to the next ministry. Oh God, we close it to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Father God, every evil portal that the enemy is using, oh God, we close and right now with the blood of Jesus, we are in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, has been negative, evil, evil spirit that wants to attach itself to us, attach itself to our children and grandchildren. We release ourselves, cut ourselves loose. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. We use the sword of the Spirit. Yet could he have a break chains, yokes and bondages through the resurrection powers that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Who let the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in our world, in the world, than he, oh, greater is he that is in us, than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, oh God, activate your glory, activate your power, the resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave is in us, oh God. So let that power be resurrected, the resurrection power in us, oh God. Be released in the name of Jesus.
us. Uriya Basatere. Everything the enemy has stolen. Yekuriya Basate. Let power that is in the blood of Jesus resurrect all the promises of God for our lives in the name of Jesus. Any person or evil person, even false prophet, using different words of these, we cancel those negative words. We cancel curses, hexes, vexes in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you for fresh oil. We thank you for refreshing us in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for bringing us into the new month. We thank you for another chance to start afresh. Thank you for all that we're able to accomplish in the month of June. We thank you for the blessings of the month of July in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we repent on behalf and on behalf of the church for every ignorance, oh, God. Gloria Masanderiako that have been exhibited, oh God. Forgive us for lacking knowledge and exposing ourselves to destruction. Forgive us, oh God, for bringing rejection as priests upon us and our children. Forgive us for bringing instability into the foundation of the earth as a result of us walking in darkness. Forgive our laziness and slothfulness in prayers. Forgive us for sleeping when we ought to be praying. Forgive us for allowing the enemy to sow tears as we sleep. We take authority over the dedication of this month from the Roman idols. We take authority over the dedication of this month from Roman idols. In the name of Jesus, this month of July, we take authority in the name of Jesus. We revoke every evil dedication in the name of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus, we erase every speaking program into this evil speaking program into this mouth in the name of Jesus. We cut off the vocal cords of all idols associated with the month of July in the name of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus, we erase every incantation made over the month of July in the name of Jesus. We nullify the words, evil words spoken at the gate of July in the name of Jesus. We cancel every effect of curses issued this month against our life and destiny in the name of Jesus. We refuse to be blind watchmen. We reject ignorance. We refuse to be, oh God, we refuse, oh God, we reject ignorance, oh God. We reject greed and selfishness in the name of Jesus. We refuse to be a shepherd who cannot understand the times and seasons of God. The beginning of the month is the gateway into the new month. We come in the name of Jesus. We dethrone all satanic gatekeepers, manning the month of July in the name of Jesus. We command the monthly pronosticators using the heavenly bodies to cause havoc to be dethroned from the gate of the month of July in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the heavens. We take authority over the heavens, over this month in the name of Jesus. You will not hear the voice of the occult. Neither will you hear the voices of witches and wizards in the name of Jesus. We come in dominion anointing, in a dominion authority in the name of Jesus, given to us by Jesus Christ. But we decree that the heavens will only respond to the voice of Almighty God and not to evil and satanic agents in the name of Jesus. We decree that the heavens will function according to God, according to the program God has for our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh God, release their hand of just pollutions from satanic altars of worship of the sun, moon, and stars and planets. In the name of Jesus, we set ablaze every altar at the scripture established this month. In the name of Jesus, we are not your candidates. In the name of Jesus, we destroy the evil altars connecting this month with hell. In the name of Jesus, we destroy through the power of resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Every evil altar connected this month with hell, in the name of Jesus, we destroy the evil altars being used by agents of darkness to monitor our progress and the progress of the people of God, those that are here, oh God. We destroy the evil altars being used by agents of darkness to monitor our progress and the progress of God's people, in the name of Jesus. Satanic altars being used for control destinies and hijack the blessings of the children of God. We command you in the name of Jesus to be demolished by the thunder of God, by the blood of Jesus. Satanic altars being used for control destinies and hijack the blessings of the children of God. We command you to be demolished in the name of Jesus. Altars from where men and women of God are being intimidated, we command you to catch fire now in the name of Jesus. Oh, altars from where men and women of God being intimidated, we command you to catch fire now in the name of Jesus. You altars used to afflict the youth, children, catch fire now and be burnt to ashes in the name of Jesus. We destroy altars of delay in the name of Jesus. We destroy altars of sicknesses and diseases and incurable diseases. You will not function in the name of Jesus. We destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, not by my might, not by my power, but by the Spirit of Almighty God. Altars of death and suicide tendency, your time is up. Lord, we break you into irreparable pieces in the name of Jesus. You altars of death and suicidal tendencies, your time is up. We, in the name of Jesus, every invisible altar of affliction and waking to manifest anytime this month, catch fire and burn to ashes in the name of Jesus. All every invisible altar of affliction waiting to manifest anytime this month, we catch fire. What do you have? Burnt to ashes. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Burnt to ashes. In the name of Jesus, we command the east wind of God to contend with the adversaries of God throughout the month of July. In the name of Jesus, we command the east wind of the Lord to contend with the adversaries of God throughout this month. In the name of Jesus, oh God, send a strong east wind to blow and crash all evil satanic altars working against us, working against our children, working against our spouses, working against our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, working against us, we destroy, let the strong east wind blow and crash all those altars in the name of Jesus. All the satanic priests ministering on those altars of affliction, we command you in the name of Jesus. Receive the judgment of Almighty God. Receive the judgment of Almighty God. Receive the judgment of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Destroy them, O God. In the name of Jesus, we command the arrow and the sword of God to pierce the inches of Satan, strengthening altars of evil in the name of Jesus. We command the holy arrows of God and the sword of the Lord to pierce the agents of Satan, strengthening altars of evil in the name of Jesus. We call for the thunder of God to smite and burn them to ashes. We destroy all the evil priests in the name of Jesus. Yet, Kuriemasa, let the angels of God pursue them, bind them, arrest them, release them into the bottomless pits of hell. Release the Holy Ghost brings to fire upon them in the name of Jesus. This month, they will not be able to function in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not function. for this month. They will not function all of us. They will not function for the rest of our lives in the name of Jesus. Any hand that wants to arrest or retaliate in any form against our prayers during the month of July must wither now in the name of Jesus. And we withdraw our name for every demonic programming in the sun, moon, stars, sky, planets, and heavens, in the name of Jesus, we withdraw our names, our family name, our spouse's name, our children and grandchildren's name, to our Father God, from every demonic programming in the sun, moon, stars, sky, planets, and heavens, in the name of Jesus, we withdraw our name and all that belongs to us from satanic altars in the name of Jesus. We release fire, Holy Ghost fire, upon every automatic filling mechanism that wants to fill in this month in the name of Jesus. We command the earth to open up and swallow all the satanic altars in the land in the name of Jesus. We command the heavens closed over evil diviners in the name of Jesus, working against God's plans and purpose for our lives. Leading Makoria must say, may the sun cover them with darkness. They will no longer be able to be divine in the name of Jesus. We destroy every satanic conspiracy against the gospel of Jesus Christ this month in the name of Jesus. Every satanic conspiracy against the gospel of Jesus Christ this month, we destroy in the name of Jesus. Angels of darkness fighting against men and women of God, go into perpetual deep sleep in the name of Jesus. We command the sun and the moon to reject right now all that the evil men program into the heavens against our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. Hosea 2:21, God hears the heavens hears the earth. Therefore, we command the earth not to cooperate with the enemy this month in the name of Jesus. We command the earth to answer to our harvest, to the blood of Jesus. We, our harvest begin to respond to us speedily in the name of Jesus. This month, we command every negative record of the enemy aborted in the name of Jesus. This month, we command every negative record of the enemy aborted in the name of Jesus. Audio Master, we call for the blood of Jesus to destroy all that the enemy has programmed in the heavens, in the earth, against us, against our lives, against our marriage, against our businesses, our families, our ministry, and destiny. In the name of Jesus, we this month a blessed and a sanctified month, the month of July, blessed and sanctified. Every single day of this month must declare the glory of God. The heavens, the planets, and the firmaments must show forth the greatness of Almighty God. The night must know the knowledge of the greatness of Almighty God. We will excel in all that we do throughout the month of July in the name of Jesus. This month, God will reveal to us all the secrets of our enemies and all the weapons being used against us in the name of Jesus, and give us the power to destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every work of the enemy, any weapons that are using against us, this month is our month of harvest, the month of July, a month of harvest, a month of open doors. God, we ask, oh God, yet could I must set the echo to establish, oh, I must set our blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I must set the echo wherever our children go, in the midst of our enemies, they will shine. In the marketplace, we will excel. In the seats of governments of nations, we will shine like stars. We will always be above and not beneath. No matter what the enemy is doing, we will shine. Our blessing this month will be uncountable as the stars. Jeremiah 33:19-26. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand be measured, so the will of God of Abraham, the will of Almighty God, multiply our seeds and blessings this month. As sure as a new month always show us, so shall our monthly blessings manifest this month. In Jesus' name, we command rapid manifestation of the precious fruits of the sun, the precious fruits of the moon, the precious things of the earth, and all the fullness of the earth to look at us in the month of July. Galatians 3:13-14, Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the Lord. Therefore, this month, we shall not operate under any curse in the name of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham. We command our monthly allocation to be released to us speedily in the name of Jesus. Isaac, heaven opened him, over him in famine and in a strange land. We command our heavens to open now and release our blessings for the month of July. We will suffer no loss. We will suffer no frustration. We will suffer no delay this month. Oh God, send traitors and disloyal people far away from us in the name of Jesus. Send forces far from us in the name of Jesus. Raise up reliable sons and daughters for this ministry, O God, in the name of Jesus. We will not lose any battle, O God, in the name of Jesus. For the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. We are more than victorious through Christ Jesus in the month of July. All that you, my God, has assigned to our hands, we receive grace to execute in the name of Jesus. We command supernatural debt cancellation in the month of July. Oh God, pay our bills miraculously. We will never be behind on any bill during this month of July. After all payments made, Lord, leave our bank accounts filled, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our accounts will not go into rent this month in July in the name of Jesus. Our bank accounts will not be empty. We call for an overflow of blessings, oh God. Receive the blessings of Almighty God for the month of July. The blessing of the Lord is resting upon our household. The blessing of the Lord is resting upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. A blessing of the Lord rests upon this ministry. Everything around us is sanctified. Our income, finances, businesses are sanctified. Fill our barns with plenty. There shall be no scarcity in our homes and in our land. We shall lack no more. I declare in the name of Jesus, by an apostolic anointing, authority, mantle, given to me by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Declare this month a new beginning for each and everyone under the sound of my voice. For this ministry, we enter into a new season of grace, glory, promotion, divine favor, success, overcoming power, hallelujah, the season of the church, ruling with Christ and reigning with him in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every counter attack. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive your, if you pray these prayers, I want to hear a loud amen, amen, amen. If I cannot hear it, the Lord Almighty can hear it. He prompted me to pray for you this morning, these prayers, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I declare this month of July, hallelujah, an overflow of blessing, open doors, hallelujah. So we're going to seal this with the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, I'm sorry I'm taking your time, but I have to do this in the name of Jesus. After the communion, we will go, hallelujah. So get your Holy Communion ready in the name of Jesus. Let us take the communion, and I'll let you go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stand so we can take the communion. I have another service to do at 7 o'clock, so you know it's the Lord's doing. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. gave his blood and set me free. He gave his blood and saved my soul. He gave his blood and made me whole. He gave his blood to seal us free. He gave his blood to seal us free. He gave his blood and set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood cause he loves me. He gave his blood cause he loves me.
Christ's blood is enough for us.
It's enough to turn you free.
Father, thank you, turn things in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. For I receive of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner also he took the cup, and he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This you do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your juice and your water that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, share it one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the holy sacrament. We thank you, Lord, we bless your name for the holy communion. In the name of Jesus, O God,
We thank you for healing, deliverance, oh God. We thank you, oh God, we invoke all the covenant blessings over each and every one of our lives. We invoke the covenant blessings in this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let your goodness follow us, oh God. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. Father, we ask you to bless the Sabbath offering in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for multiplication. We pray for fruitfulness, that this offering be used to bring glory and honor to your kingdom for the ministry use, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless the hands that give, oh God. Bless the work of the hands. We pray for increase in their lives in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those that do not have, oh God, bless them, oh God, also, oh God, in the name of that they will be able and to give, oh God, in the name of Jesus, provide for them, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just want to say thank you once again for allowing us to be in your presence. We thank you for hearing our prayers in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we release the Sabbath blessings upon each and every household that's listening, their lives, that we will rest in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against every counterattack of the enemy and superimpose every prayer that we pray. God's plans and purpose will prevail. We are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath day. I will text you the number. I have to go on another with another ministry in the next few minutes at 7 a.m. So you can join us. We're praying about open doors, doors of opportunity. So if you want to come in, I'll send you the number. You join us in this. It's another ministry that I'm praying with this morning. I'm leading their prayers. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.